Swinging It Life with Gregory Ricks, iHeartRadio. I am your co-host, James Parker. Gregory Ricks is out on assignment today. Sorry, you should still stick around, though. I've got a great show planned for you. A lot of financial news out there today. Some of it's concerning your health care, but this health care bill, the health care reform, health care period, has nothing to do with health, has nothing to do with care. It doesn't hire one doctor or one nurse. You can do a word search on that entire document, and I bet you the word syringe doesn't make an appearance. This is an economics bill. It's capitalism versus socialism. It is socialism versus the free market. It's government versus privates. So many people are just on the wrong side. Like, history never happened. Ah, it's so annoying. Listen, if you have a financial situation, not quite sure what to do, 504-260-0995. I'm also up here on the Gregory Ricks Periscope feed right now. Oh, man, I was looking for this phone. This was my other phone I was supposed to use, and it was hidden at the bottom of my little tackle box. I am such a goober. I carry around. You hear this? This is like one of those old tin lunch pails that looks like I was a construction worker on the Empire State Building in 1934. Right? Angie laughs at me when she sees it because it looks scary. It's solid black, and then it has like a little Jolly Roger skull on the front. So it's so scary. You're laughing at it, aren't you, Angie? What?
It's like a pirate lunchbox.
But it's not a lunchbox. I used it to carry around my equipment. I have like several phones because one's for Facebook Live, one's for Periscope. Then I have to have all these adapters and chargers, and someone's missing a cord, or there's a pin, and there's some rubber bands. And this is one of those little things that turns a big old fat headphone plug into an itty bitty headphone plug.
It's actually a really neat idea.
I used to carry it around in a soft bag, but people would step on it and kick it and sit on it and stuff. So I'd have something to protect it. But you're not here to hear about my accoutrement and my accessories. As nerdy as I am, if I sound a little I don't know, salty, it's because I am. Number three ruined it. I have four kids. Number three ruined it. I mean, I had one of these days where, look, there was a little tension. It was a rigorous day. I had a lot to do. I had a lot of phone calls to make. Some important stuff was going down, but I got it all done for the most part, and I was in a pretty good mood until dinner. And then kid number three didn't want to eat. I had to spank him. I know. And now I'm all ticked off now. You couldn't just eat. Your mom made sloppy joes, kid. You're supposed to just wolf that down. So it's weird how, you know, this fatherly instinct, it pops up whether I want to or not. If I see the kid over there not eating, I'm like, you need to stop talking and eat. And if he doesn't start eating, I turn into my dad, obviously. And I noticed a little parallel here. This is exactly the same way I felt earlier in the day when I started parsing through the details of this Graham Cassidy healthcare repeal. It's almost like I just want to snatch them out of their chair and put them over my knee and say, this isn't what you're supposed to do. You just spent the last 8 years saying, we're going to repeal this sucker. Boy, if only we could repeal it. I know you're hurting out there, but if you give us the power, we'll repeal it. All right, so we gave you the House and the Senate. Well, you know, we could pass this, but it's just going to get vetoed. All right, fine. Here's the presidency. Now, what are you doing? This is what you're doing? Makes me just want to snatch them up. This is not the deal. It's not what you're supposed to do. Grow up. Oh, y'all can pass it. Y'all can pass it 50 times. When the other guy's president, your guy gets president, you're like, we don't have the votes. Something's up. Someone asked me if I'm a Democrat or Republican. I am neither. I am neither. I am a rabid capitalist pig. And because I'm into free markets, I don't have a party. There is no party in D.C. that supports me. And if you're a capitalist, there is no party in D.C. that supports you. What do I want? I want a balanced budget. I want free markets. Hey, healthcare costs are too high. All right, well, let's get some of this government intervention out of it, and it'll go back down to where it was before the government intervention. And this is so hard to explain to. We've got a new girl who works here, 23, and she didn't get a Flashdance reference. How is she supposed to get a free market reference? If she doesn't understand that leggings used to only be from the knee down, how is she supposed to understand what the world looked like before Medicare and Medicaid and, you know, all these block grants and handouts and all this welfare? She's never even seen the free market system. I've never seen it. I've read about it in books, but I'm closer than she is. You know, We didn't have health insurance when I was growing up. You probably didn't either. And the funny thing is I mean, thank goodness I have some examples in my life of someone who's at least been lucky enough to experience what the free market medical system looks like. My favorite example is my wife's grandparents. Grandfather from Belize, but he's so old it was British Honduras when he was born there. He picked up her grandmother in the Yucatan Peninsula, and they came up to New Orleans legally, by the way. And they had, what was it, eight kids. It wasn't that weird for the 50s and 60s, but didn't have health insurance one day. Not one day of their parental careers over eight children. And they tell you, they say, James, do you know what we did? They have accents. They have ridiculous accents, even though they've been here 60 years. That's another topic for another day. Do you know what we did when we need to go to hospital? Yeah, you just paid for it yourself, didn't you? Yeah, it was pretty easy. And if they didn't have the money, they would let them set up a payment plan. That's all it was. It really was that easy. You know what I got to do every time I go to the hospital? I got to check to see, well, is this doctor covered in my network? All right, now it is covered in my network, but is this a well visit? Is this a sick visit? If I need some drugs, is that covered? Do I have my card? What's my number? Is it up to date? My wife's not on my plan. Even though we've told them like twice, I've had to switch healthcare providers twice in the last 2 years. My insurance every month, I have four kids, but still, my insurance every month, $1,700 a month. That is exactly, almost to the penny, what my house payment is if you add in taxes and if you add in the mortgage insurance and if you add in flood insurance and homeowners insurance. My total monthly house bill is identical to my health insurance. You want to know why I can't get ahead in the world? Because I don't have the option to not get that health insurance. $1,700 a month. You mean I could buy another house? Instead of having health insurance, because there's no way I go through $1,700 a month. There's no way. What is that per year? Like 30 something grand? 20, I think it's 20 grand for real. Isn't that about what it is? Yeah. Another 20 grand a year? Think of all the other problems we're supposed to have. Well, I'm having a hard time saving for college. Well, it'd be a little easier if I didn't have to spend $1,700 a month on healthcare. Well, you know, some people have a hard time getting cell phone coverage. Well, it'd probably be a little easier if they didn't have to spend $1,700 a month on health care. And then you got some people saying, well, we need to repeal it. Whoa, 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 wait there. We need to repeal and replace. No, we just need to repeal. Well, you can't just let people hanging out in the wind. Oh, you mean hanging out in the wind? When I had the doctor I wanted on the plan I wanted for half the cost? Oh, please leave me hanging out in the wind. And then I both sides of this argument just ticked me off to no end. I mean, you have Republicans saying, well, we can't just throw 13 million people off their health care. Someone please throw me off my health care. That is my wildest dream, to be thrown off my health care. And you're not being thrown off your health care. You're just being handed the bill, and then you can decide whether or not you want to pay it. No one's being thrown. This is the people are going to die. Oh, really? Handing someone the bill for the services that they voluntarily entered into is killing them? Look, if you go to Chili's and you order something off the menu and you eat all that food and they hand you the bill, are you starving? No, you just have to pay for the food that you ordered and ate. You're just going to have to pay for the health care now. You're not going to die. It's not like you're going to say, oh, jeepers, I guess I'm not going to get that operation. And doctors aren't going to just say, hey, you need to go blank off and just die in the gutter. Didn't happen 8 years ago. There were not people dying in the streets. No one was getting kicked out and dying in a hospital parking lot because they wouldn't give them the surgery. Literally did not happen. Just, and who's on our side? No one. Neither party. I don't understand how anybody can vote for either one of these parties. Well, unless you just love socialism, unless you just haven't learned what the Berlin Wall was for. And in case you haven't noticed, there's no one in the history of anything that has ever made like a little boat cobbled together out of trash and pushed off of a free market society to try and hurry up and end up in one that has universal health care. You know, that little strait between the Florida Keys and the Cuba prison state there, that's a one-way trip. That is, it's not 50-50, it's not 60-40, it's not even 90-10. It is 100% people leaving universal health care and universal literacy and universal, and there's not a homeless person, and they have all the rights in the world, and they have all. Not one of them. There's not one person at Key West saying, oh, man, this healthcare looks so much better across the island. And look, Michael Moore will go down there and make a movie. Where is he at? Oh, he's back in his $4 million mansion in the outskirts of Michigan somewhere. Well, one of his 9 houses. I can't really nail down which one, but none of them are in Cuba, are they? To the phones we go. Don North Shore, you're on Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. How can I help you? Oh, man. Isn't that the best place to just go see the worst arguments ever? Because, Don, thank you very much for your call, because you brought up something that I tweeted against today. Someone was like, this Republican health care bill doesn't cover maternity leave. It doesn't cover, and it was a bunch of things that only happened to females. And I was like, well, do I need that as a single male? Because I remember I loved it when I, we just talked about when I was 22. When I was 22 and I worked at Hewlett Packard, and the first time I got health insurance, luckily I didn't have to cover maternity stuff or birth control or, you know, the natal intensive care unit care that my kid can't have. You're like, well, yeah, you're one of the evil privileged male people. All right, well, what about two gay guys that are happily married and they're probably not going to be using a uterus anytime soon, right? No, they still got to pay for it too. What are y'all talking about? So frustrating, but I am glad to know that Don's paying more than me. It makes me feel a little better. Hey, someone's doing a little worse. It's so easy for me to remember because mine is literally $1,700 a month, not $1,701, not $1,698, $1,700 a month. And I haven't been to a doctor in my adult life. Oh, I had the snip. It wasn't covered, though. Oops. I know. That's just great. Yeah. Hey, I got also cover. My sex change is covered, though, Don. So you might get pregnant. I might get sick of this and just want to chop it off. And I can do it at your expense. 504-260-0995. I'm James Parker. It's Winning It Live with Gregory Ricks on iHeartRadio. The number one thing retirees worry about is running out of money. Money can be the most stressful part of your life, but it doesn't have to be. James Parker here. Gregory Ricks has been helping people just like you with their money problems for decades. And it starts with Gregory Ricks Live, Tuesday, October 3rd, 6:30 p.m., Ruth's Chris in Metairie. To reserve your seat, go to GregoryRicks.com, the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, or call 504-832-9200.
If you've got a financial situation and you're not quite sure what to do, you better call Gregory.
Yeah, we talk about stocks and all these different choices and where we think a bottom might be. And you have to be careful with all of your decisions and seek professional licensed help in doing this.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Gregory Ricks here. I enjoy fast cars, so I go to NOLA Motorsports Park in Avondale. They have a fun go-kart track, racing school, a 2.7-mile race course. And yeah, there's crazy guys on motorcycles. Hang off a bike, scrape some knees in the turns. I can't recommend it enough. NOLA Motorsports Park. Adrenaline fun. See what they're all about at NOLAMotor.com.
Gregory Ricks and Associates brings you the Total Wealth Authority, the team to handle all aspects of your money. Meet Dwayne Stein of Mortgage Gumbo.
That's where Greg's genius comes in, is just knowing to put professionals all in an environment to give the listeners of this show, and knowing that they have a platform and they can get questions.
The Total Wealth Authority. Summon us with the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, GregoryRicks.com, or 504-832-9200.
The Ricks Report with Gregory Ricks.
I have a Social Security question. She has made the good money. I do have a pension I'm receiving now. Will it be possible to get half of her Social Security?
What is your pension coming from?
It's coming from a school system.
State of Louisiana?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, it's not going to affect you much whenever she turns hers on. Technically, you could, except you're basically opted out the system because of your employer. You work for the state, part of that. Mm-hmm. You need like 35 years of substantial earnings. So you needed to, besides working in the state program, you needed another full-time job outside of that for that to go away.
Winning Looking at Life with Gregory Ricks. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Find me at gregoryricks.com, the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, or 504-832-9200.
Might have a little dirt on my boots, but I'm taking you uptown tonight.
Saying you need to get it together. Time to call Gregory. Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Welcome. I'm James Parker. Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks, iHeartRadio. Gregory's at the iHeartRadio Music Festival, Lucky Dog. He'll be back about this time next week, so it's just me and you for a week. Hope you don't mind. So you don't really have a choice now, do you? Look, if I sound hard-hearted, I understand why you would feel that way. But just let me reiterate, if I really thought putting the control of every single one of our healthcare entirely into the hands of politicians, if I really thought that would live up to the goals that they're using to sell it, I would be for it. If everyone really could get top-notch care at any time with no cost to anyone... Oh, yeah, I'd sign up for it. It's not that I'm a jerk. It's not that universal health care and infinite resources are just a tick away, but there's these recalcitrant jerk capitalists that are stopping us from taking care of everyone. I mean, that's a ridiculous assessment of someone's position, but there are people who believe that. There's people who genuinely believe that I want people to die because I don't want socialized medicine. That is an insane position, though. Insane. What this all boils down to is the allocation of scarce resources. There is scarcity in the world. And what I mean is we're not about to run out of Tylenol. What I mean is we don't have an infinite amount of doctors. We don't have an infinite amount of medicine. We don't have an infinite amount of hospital beds. So there's going to be allocation. Someone's going to be left out. We're all playing musical chairs. And, you know, when the music stops, we all got to sit down. There's going to be some people left out. Now, do you want the free market deciding? Basically, do you want you deciding? Or do you want politicians deciding? It shouldn't be that hard, but apparently it is. And they are the dominant philosophy of both major parties. Hey, Republicans. If you still have a mandate, that's not the free market. If you demand coverage for pre-existing conditions, that's not the free market. If you still support Medicaid and Medicare, that's not the free market. If you support drug coverage, that's not the free market. If you support all these regulatory, if you support the FDA, you know, Angie was telling me, you know, they pay a lot less for drugs over in other countries. Yeah, because they don't have an FDA. Number one, because we're the one who develops them, so we have to eat the cost of the $2 billion it takes to bring a drug to market. About a little more than half of that is FDA compliance. Only about $1 billion of it is actual research and development. Then you have to go through the clinical trials, and you have to go through several rounds of the clinical trials, and they have to be done according to a politician's specifications. So it's a very inefficient process. Sometimes it's too big, and there are things that have been invented. Do you know that they have a little sensor that you can put on your optical nerve, you know, your optical cortex where it touches your retina? They have found a little diode that reattaches that communication if it gets separated, your optic nerve from your retina. They can cure blindness for people, but they're not allowed to do it because of the FDA. Why? The FDA won't let them take it to market. Why won't the FDA let them take it to market? Well, because they haven't gone through big enough trials of it to make sure it's safe yet. Oh, what are you going to do? Screw up their eyes? Since there's only about 60,000 people who have this condition, the $2 billion cost or the actual additional $1 billion cost in testing, you cannot make your money back unless you charge each one of these guys something ridiculous like $4 million per surgery. Where right now it's already developed. So they could go ahead and they could stick it in basically for the cost of whatever their little research and development was to cover it. And then, you know, the facilities, the doctor and stuff to do it. It'd be a few thousand bucks. But because the FDA exists, it should be it would be $4 million, but they're not even going to bring it to market because no one's going to buy it. Hey, blind people, aren't you glad the government's keeping you safe? Same thing that the one day that I turned against the FDA never to come back was when I was in downtown Houston. MD Anderson, the greatest cancer clinic in the free world. My grandmother's dying of cancer. And there's experimental treatments literally in the same building down the hall that she could not participate in because they weren't safe yet. I was holding her hand when she flatlined. But at least you didn't get some experimental drugs that politicians hadn't approved of yet. Hey, Parker, we need the government to take care of us or people are going to die. No, people are dying because the government's taking care of us. My grandmother died when I was holding her hand because of the FDA, because people think that politicians know how to take care of us better than we know how to take care of ourselves. Let's do this. Rush Mandeville, you're next up on Winning at Life. How can I help you, Rush?
Hey, James. How you doing?
I am well, sir. Thank you for calling. How can I help you?
Great, great. One, you're hitting a home run so far tonight. And two, Ford Motor Company sent me to England to work and live for 4 years, years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And while I have Ford U.S. Blue Cross, I had to have National Health Service, which taxed me at the rate of a equivalent rate back in the 70s. Of $150 a month. Think what that would be today. And it was the most awful system that our doctors and dentists preferred using our U.S. Blue Cross and wait for their money instead of running it through the national health system.
Well, you know, that's anecdotal, and I can give you examples of people who've gone to England and gotten health care, and they're like, it was the best thing in the world. And look, for some people, it's going to be awful. For some people, it's going to be great. And that really doesn't answer the question on what's better at allocating scarce resources, socialism or free markets. I mean, that's what it boils down to. I'm not negating your experience, Rush, but it's really just as simple as that. I don't need your examples. I don't need her examples. I don't need anyone's examples. We know how much proof do we need? How much human experience in civilization do we need to realize that putting things in the central control of major industries in the hands of politicians in a faraway capital is less effective than free market enterprise, than a free enterprise system, Rush?
Well, there's another home run. You hit it on the head. I mean, the free market system works.
See, this stinks because you already believe the same way I do. We need to start converting people, Rush. I want the callers like, you know, I was on the other way, but you turned me around. That's what we need more of, Rush.
It just doesn't work anywhere in the world.
Well,
people say in England that if you get free health care, no, if you have a job, they tax you. And think about what $150 a month would be back in the 70s.
Yeah, probably more like $400 today, which is way too much for just one dude by himself. I appreciate the call. Good to hear from you, Rush, in Mandeville. If you want to be after Rush, 504-260-0995. This I've got to get off this because I can feel myself turning into angry dad right now. I want to whip everyone in D.C., I guess, except for Rand Paul, the only guy who said he's not going to vote for this crap. But when I hear Republicans go on the national media stage and say things that socialists are supposed to say, I am done. Done with that. But, you know, we had a great little storyline going here in the financial world before I was so rudely interrupted by horrible healthcare policy, because the question we've been asking is this winning streak going to continue for the Dow? So what do we have? See, it's Thursday today. We had four last week and then three this week. 7 days, seven closes in a row. It's been a full week and a half now of record-breaking closes on the Dow. Did it continue for day number eight? Well, there's only one way to find out. We got to do the number segment.
The number.
Welcome to the number segment on Winning at Life. If you want to play along, go to GregoryRicks.com under the Winning at Life tab. Pull up the numbers page and you can follow along with some of the same charts and graphs I am looking at right now. And the big fat answer is no. History took a break. History's on the sidelines, taking a breather. They got the backup in right now. And it's going to catch its breath and then hopefully maybe continue the fun. I don't know. I'm kind of ready for both. I've been ready for the downturn any day now. I'm literally 50% in, 50 out. And what I'm talking about is my only investment vehicle, or my primary investment vehicle, is my 401k. And you can get on your corporate intranet and go to your 401k and just reallocate stuff for the most part at any time. Not every plan's the same, and you know, compliance caveats in there, your plan, if your plan allows. But most plans do. Every plan I've ever had that I've tried, it worked. So I have 50% in a couple funds. One of them's a target date fund. One of them is a fund, I forgot what it's called, but it weathered the last downturn fantastically, the one that happened in 2011. No. When was that big debt ceiling deal that tanked it for a couple weeks? Anyway, I think it was 2011. And the other half is sitting in under your 401k. If you want to, we call it moving to cash, but it's not literally pieces of paper that are stacked up in an Adidas box in my master closet. It's in a stable value money market fund. So it gets, I think, 0.4% interest a year. It gets basically nothing. It's the same as a savings account at the bank. It's nothing. It's just where you park money, though. It's where you take it out. Because we found out the Dow's going south. If it continues to go south, when that next downturn does happen, I mean, you can turn on the news every day and find someone that's predicting it's around the corner. But when it does happen, what is that going to hurt? That's going to hurt your ETFs. That's really going to hurt a lot of your mutual funds. And I'm not saying all of them. I'm just saying in general. It's going to hurt your ETFs, your mutual funds. A lot of your single stocks are going to feel the brunt of that. There will be exceptions, but overall, that's what's going to happen. And the ones that take the nastiest fall often are the variable annuities. Fixed products will be fine. Your fixed annuities, you don't even have to look at what the Dow's doing. The number segment means nothing to you if you're in all fixed products. I mean, the Dow, though, it was down 0.25% today. So we are off record-breaking highs. 22,359.23 is where it closed today. That's 53 points south. We had a 0.3% south for the S&P 500. It is now sitting at 2,560 after the decimal. And then the NASDAQ was down a whole 0.5%, 64.22. Russell was down 0.1%, 14.44. VIX, though, was not scared. The volatility index, 9.67. We'll do oil, we'll do gold, and we'll talk about some of our single stocks. If you have a financial situation, you can give me a buzz, 504-260-0995. I'm James Parker. It's Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks on iHeartRadio.
Sold out 2017 iHeartRadio Music Festival, hosted by Ryan Seacrest.
iHeartRadio.
Two nights, one stage.
Let's go!
This weekend at T-Mobile Arena in Vegas.
Watch it live on CWTV.com or the CW app at 9 p.m. tomorrow and Saturday. And for the first time ever, watch our daytime village starting at 1 p.m. Saturday.
Capital One is the proud marquee partner of the iHeartRadio Music Festival. For more information on Capital One products and services, please visit CapitalOne.com today.
In South Louisiana, we know more than most about hurricane recovery. 12 years ago, support came in from across the globe after Katrina ravaged our area. Total strangers put their lives on hold for months to lend a hand, and many more donated money and supplies to the relief effort. The victims of Harvey and Irma will need the same help. For many of them, their lives will never be the same. Find out how you can help. Go to unitedway.org. A message from WRNO Communities, helping to make a difference in New Orleans.
The Ricks Report with Gregory Ricks.
We had an individual in the other day, his six-figure income. And, well, should I turn on Social Security? He has a couple of pensions, and income's lining up, and he's planning to work, what, 3 more years, and he'll be 70? And he's, well, do I turn it on now or wait? Dude, you don't need that income. You're going to need it when you retire. And everything's lining up for him to retire at 70, and yeah, turn on Social Security at age 70, and if you turn it on before full retirement age, yeah, there's a clawback because you're still working and you're making more than a limit. It's above $16,000 now you have to earn before they start taking it back. But they don't permanently take it from you. You get it back later.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Find me at gregoryricks.com, the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, or 504-832-9200.
If you've got a financial situation and you're not quite sure what to do, you better call Gregory.
How about your traditional IRA and 401k? If your earnings are in the higher tax brackets, you can benefit from contributing to a traditional IRA or 401k. This reduces your income and eliminates capital gains as a result of trading inside the account.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Fox News Radio, I'm Carmen Roberts. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un calls President Trump deranged and says he will pay dearly for his threats. This after President Trump signed an executive order to seal off financing and stop the regime's nuclear weapons program.
Foreign financial institutions are now on notice that going forward, they can choose to do business with the United States or with North Korea, but not both.
Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin, China also ordering its banks not to do business with North Korea. Facebook says it will share with Congress thousands of ads bought by a Russian agency apparently to influence the U.S. election.
It is a new challenge for internet communities to have to deal with nation states attempting to subvert elections. But if that's what we must do, then we are committed to rising to the occasion.
Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg. Fox News, we report. You decide.
The contents of this show are meant for educational and entertainment purposes only and is not meant to take place of your attorney, accountant, tax professional, personal trainer, football coach, interior decorator, or those fortune tellers at Jackson Square. Please consult a financial advisor before making all investment decisions.
Gregory Ricks & Associates is a registered investment advisory firm. If you'd like a copy of Form ADV, our full disclosures, call the office 504-832-9200 or go to gregoryricks.com.
Ain't it fun? Living in a big world.
Big enough to deliver, small enough to care. Winning at life with Gregory Ricks on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Hey there, welcome to Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. I'm James Parker, your co-host. Flying solo today. I have no co-pilot, so I hope I don't have a heart attack or anything in the middle of the show, because then it'll be just dead air till 8 o'clock, and that's awkward. If you have a financial situation, I'll give it my best shot, 504-260-0995. Or if you want to debate politics and economics of this healthcare reform, what is there left to do? I can't believe it's because we don't teach it to our kids. What do we teach the Berlin? Do we even teach the Berlin Wall? Angie, you're only like 3 years younger than me, right? Did they teach the Berlin Wall to you when you were in school?
No, I remember when it went down. I watched it on television.
No. I don't mean when it got knocked down. I mean, did they tell you why they built it and what it was for?
Oh, yeah, I learned it in social studies.
Okay, because whenever I bring up other examples, like one of my best friends says, whenever I bring up the Cuba example, and they're like, well, you know, there's the embargo on Cuba and the sanctions have unnecessarily crippled it with its largest natural trading partner, and blah, 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 and there's all kinds of differences. And there's other reasons why it's not just the healthcare, why people come to America from Cuba and vice versa. I'm like, okay, forget it then. Forget that example. The best example is Berlin and the Cold War. The best example. Everything else was homogenous. It was the same people who spoke the same language, who had the same history, who had the same culture, who had the same education, who had the same economic status, who had everything was the same. But they took this one city and they divided it in half. And on one half was free market capitalism. And on the other half was socialism/communism. Did they have to put up the Berlin Wall to keep people from going to capitalism? Free market capitalism to socialism/communism, or the other way around? Or was it 50-50? Was it 60-40? Was it 90-10? Was anyone shot trying to sneak into East Berlin from West Berlin? No, it's actually that number is zero. Why do we still have to have this debate? And now neither party gets it. Now you have people on both sides of the aisle saying,
well, you know, you can't just leave people with pre-existing conditions out to dry. Well, I believe there's a proper place for, there's a role for the federal government in healthcare.
No, there's not. I got to finish the numbers here. And then we're gonna review the universal puppy plan, because I think this is a beautiful metaphor, kind of an example. And it's an absurd metaphor in comparison, but it makes its point. Anyway, back to the numbers. If you want to follow along, GregoryRicks.com under the Winning at Life tab, you'll see the numbers page. Gold. Gold's now down. It's under 1,300. Pretty solid now. It's down to 1,291, and the last trade's 94, 88, 82. Yeah, it updates in real time. I'm telling you, these charts we have on GregoryRicks.com are fantastic. 10-year treasuries, they had a good day. 2.27 on the 10-year treasuries, and that is weird because yesterday the Fed said, nah, I don't think we are going to raise the rates. Now, if they did, then of course the rates on the rest of your bonds are going to go up. The price of money is going up. So, hey, that's how the market would react. But the rate stayed pat and the bonds went up. Interesting. 504-260-0995. We'll go through some single stocks in a minute. I'm interested in Keith from Algiers. Keith, you're next up on Winning at Life. How can we help you, sir? Oh, I got to do it. I'm sorry. I'm so used to you pushing the button, Angel.
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead, Keith.
I'm sorry. No, you guys have actually been advertising on Fox News. It's potforprofit.com.
Yeah, I've seen that. Well, I don't think I've seen Pot for Profit, but I've seen medical marijuana ads and legal marijuana ads, maybe on Fox Business, where because they have the little disclaimer. It's like, if it's legal in your jurisdiction, right? One of those, Keith? Is that what we're talking about?
Yes, sir. But what I just heard is that Southern and LSU, I'm sorry, I'm trying to blow this so I can talk a little better. Southern and LSU just picked their corporations that they were going to use to start producing medical marijuana here in Louisiana. If I misheard, I apologize. But I'm just curious because, like I said, even their advertisement on your station as well, at PotForProfit.com, so you can start investing in these corporations legally. But I hear about, stories where, like in Colorado as well, where they're still raiding. The federal government still comes in and steps in and says they cannot, they raid the companies, take the money and everything.
So you're just asking if this is a safe investment?
I'm sure it's not a safe investment. What I'm asking is, would the risk, I guess, outweigh the mean?
See, this is one of these cases where I would say invest in a company only if you're either working for that company and you know the inner workings and you know everyone's solid and everyone's on the up and up and you know it inside and out. But from the outside looking in, there's no way you can know enough about these companies to think they're safe. And, if you're trying to invest in one of these startups, that is just riddled with risk, because the second it for real becomes for real legal and across the country, you're going to have Marlboro step up and start throwing out weed cigarettes. You're
factories, from what I understand.
Sure, and they've already picked out their packaging. We've talked about that on a previous episode, too. So are these startups really going to be able to compete with it? I mean, just think if, like, Dr. Pepper was illegal, but then we just made it legal in Louisiana, so you had, like, a startup Dr. Pepper plant here, and you're like, should you invest in that? It's like, well, I don't know, because as soon as it goes national, then Coke and the real Dr. Pepper and Pepsi, you're not going to be able to compete with those guys. So that's a whole mess. I would just stay all the way away from that, unless you're either investing in yourself or you're investing in a company where, like, your brother-in-law works and he's giving you some information far beyond what you would have on the outside.
There's no inside now to, like, get into the major corporations that might be stepping into it later on, just to get yourself in the ground.
Oh, sure. Hey, and look, I wouldn't even deal with individual stocks like that. I would go into maybe a vice ETF, something that's pretty heavy in the Altria and Philip Morris and all the companies that are making smokes now.
Okay.
Yeah. And look, ETF, you can get in, you can get out, and it diversifies. If you do single stocks, someone's CEO gets busted, with a working lady at a hotel, and then all of a sudden your stock goes to poo, or they get bought out, or they declare bankruptcy, you can really get hosed. So if you want to diversify, then you're either going to go the mutual fund route or the ETF route. And ETFs they're a lot cheaper. They're a lot more efficient to get in of and out of. Mutual funds, you can only get out of them at the end of the day, and a lot of them have a bunch of front end loads and high fees. So you probably want to do a vice ETF if you're going to take advantage of that.
No, it's just I guess Netflix, I had an opportunity to get in there and I did not. Like a lot of these,
Don't beat yourself up.
All 50 states,
Yeah. Hey, listen. I got you. Just don't beat yourself up over missing stuff. There's no way we could have known Netflix would have decimated Blockbuster like it did. Don't beat yourself up, and don't let that make you make a bad decision going forward. Let's do the universal puppy plan. This was a great summary. We'll squeeze it in here.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks.
The Senate's version of healthcare reform was released to the public, and it's not really, they called the House version Obamacare Lite. This is just more Obamacare period than Obamacare Lite. Because if you look at the structure, sort of the philosophical underpinnings, the framework of Obamacare, almost all of it stays in place. the reform of the individual market, the exchanges for each state, subsidies for lower and middle income households, pre-existing conditions have to be covered, kiddos staying on mama's plan till he's 27. If you don't get coverage, you have to pay a penalty. Now, they changed the nature of the penalty, but all of that framework is still there. There's still all the subsidies. So
they're doing this because they think this is the most likely route of getting it changed. Now, those against it or whatever, what? Put up a plan, because the present form of the health care bill or law is failing.
I mean, do you need a plan? I think repeal is enough. Gregory, what's your plan to make sure every kid has a puppy in America?
Yeah, I don't have one.
There you go.
But I don't need to have one, because if their parents think they should have a puppy, they get to have a puppy.
All right. Now, if I started...
And some kids are going to want puppies and not get puppies because the parents don't think it's appropriate. And they say, well, son, you're not going to take care of it. I'm going to have to take care of it. And I don't want to have another little one running around the house doing things it shouldn't do.
Right. So you're under the belief that in a capitalist system, each household should decide whether or not they should purchase
but
a good or
you
service,
could have
right?
another opinion out there and challenge me on it and say, you know, I think every child in America should have a puppy, and we should see that it happens.
And it should be subsidized at the federal level.
So if need be,
so
for everybody to have one.
All right. So you know, your buddy Parker goes to the Senate and he gets the National Puppy Subsidy Program passed. It's a stupid program, right? We're going to take money from taxpayers and we're going to subsidize puppies for kids, right? Is that a bad program?
And if you don't want a puppy, you still have to get one as part of it,
oh,
too.
You still have to at least pay for it, too. Yeah.
Yeah. And if not, you're going to be taxed for not having a puppy.
There you go. There's a mandate, a puppy mandate.
Yeah.
All right. Now, this horrible program somehow slips through and gets passed. Now, if we want to repeal it and, you know, make the world a better place, do you necessarily have to have a replacement for the puppy plan? Or just repealing it be
enough?
Yeah,
and look, and some of the puppy suppliers have pulled out of some states because they don't like the circumstances, and they're having to put puppies in the homes where the puppies aren't going to be happy themselves. There's major problems. So we saw some more states being withdrawn this week from the puppy program, and it's turning into a problem, and I think it should be completely repealed, and it should be, yeah, everybody has a right to have a puppy, but not to be forced to have one. Or which program do I have to get the puppy from? I don't like those breeders.
Okay, because we're just nailing this metaphor. There's two problems that's going on right now. Big Puppy has lobbyists that are subsidizing so many of these campaigns, and they're leaning on them. It's like, hey, you know, you take away our scratch, we're going to fund your opponent in the next election. And then also, it's just puppies are popular. You know, it sounds good to provide puppies to little kids. Are you against puppies for little kids? Why would you want to take puppies away from little children, Gregory? That's what you're doing. You're cold-hearted and you're mean.
I'm depriving the kids. I think it should be free market dictates it and free will.
Dwayne Stein next, 504-260-0995. I'm James Parker. It's Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks.
All right, Dwayne Stein is not next. That was just a great little clip from when they tried this back in May, and it's almost as bad as then. Questions, financial situations, I'll give it a shot. 504-260-0995. I'm James Parker. You're listening to Winning It Life with Gregory Ricks on iHeartRadio.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. You won't learn this anywhere else.
I'm a disabled person. How would that affect my Social Security disability as far as inheritance?
What they need to set up is a trust for you, that if there is money, that it can go into an irrevocable trust. It doesn't go to you, and one of your siblings can be the trustee. That's how to do it correctly.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10. News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
There's more to winning at life than making a bunch of money. It's also about finding something you love doing. Gregory Ricks here. For me, I enjoy fast cars, so I go to NOLA Motorsports Park in Avondale. If you like going fast on anything with wheels, this is the amusement park. I can't recommend it enough. NOLA Motorsports Park. See what they're all about at NOLAMotor.com.
Hey, Raj, happy birthday. How are you doing? Still feeling on top of your game?
No complaints.
Great. You've hit the big 5-0 now. You thought about talking with your doctor about some screening tests you need?
Screening for what?
High blood pressure, high cholesterol, colorectal cancer.
Jeez, that's not what I wanted to hear.
Hey, you have to know what's going on to stay on top of your game.
Visit ahrq.gov/consumer for a free checklist of screening tests for men 50 and older. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Gregory Ricks and Associates brings you the Total Wealth Authority, the team to handle all aspects of your money. Meet our CPA, Jude Heath.
Well, tax season is what it is. Some folks come in and the tax year is already planned. On a going forward basis, there was some legislation that was put in that some of it can affect some of the listeners.
The Total Wealth Authority. Summon us with the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, gregoryricks.com, or 504-832-9200.
The Ricks Report with Gregory Ricks.
There's a gentleman came in a couple weeks ago, and he's debating whether or not to retire. He's thinking about retiring so he could start his pension. Why? Because it's not fully funded. It's likely to go bad down the road. He says, I'd like to start getting my full check now. And no, I don't want to retire, but he's part of a union, and now he's going to go do non-union version of the job. Not as quite as good benefits, but he's like, I said, yeah, we would need to turn on this pension as soon as possible because you're getting a haircut on it somewhere down the road and you've got to build up savings, and he has a 401k to make up for the gap that is coming. So what you need to look into is how is it funded?
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks, weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Find me at gregoryricks.com, the Gregory Ricks and Associates It's app, or 504-832-9200.
Your daily dose of financial wisdom. Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Man, they sound pretty good.
Hey, welcome back. It's Winning It Live with Gregory Ricks. You're listening to iHeartRadio. I'm your co-host, James Parker. Gregory Ricks, usually we say he's out on assignment. I'm not even going to pull your chain this time. He's partying. He got sent to Vegas for the iHeartRadio Music Festival. I know, our 2017 iHeartRadio Music Festival. He's going to get to see Coldplay, Miley Cyrus, and Chris Stapleton, all these awesome people. And yes, I'm jealous. Yes, I sound like a little baby right now, but I've been to this concert before, and I don't get to go again, and I know what I'm missing, so it's even worse. You don't know what you're missing. I do, so that makes it worse for me. It's awesome. You will be able to hear it live. Aren't they playing it on 104.1, whatever they're calling that these days? What are they calling it, The Spot?
Yes, 104.1, The Spot. We play anything.
Are you thinking of jokes, too, like non-radio-friendly jokes?
I would never think.
Yeah, no, no, of course not, Park. Jeez, what kind of scumbag do you think I am? Kind of scumbag that doesn't file his taxes for 3 years in a row? No. I got my back taxes caught up. Thank you very much. I don't know if Donna and Abita ever got hers caught up. We had this call, 4 months ago? Man, it's hilarious. Gregory and I, we actually end up bringing this call up every once in a while on the show because it's just a great example of we see this a lot. And by the way, let me just rephrase that. If you haven't filed your taxes in a year, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, and you kind of like hush hush about it because you're embarrassed, you have no idea how many people are in the same boat. I'm starting to think it's got to be like 20% of the population out there is behind on their filing years. It happened to me. I had two instances in my life where I got behind. I'm all caught up now. Thank God I'm caught up. I mean, it kind of helps that I sit across from Gregory Ricks for 7 years. But I wonder how Linda's doing. Check out this highlight from a few months ago. Oh, it was Donna. Donna.
Winning at Life.
Thank
with
you,
Gregory
Angie.
Ricks.
Hey, Donna. Welcome
hey,
to Winning
morning.
At Life. From Abita Springs, right?
Right, right.
How can we help you?
Well, I have a tax question. We haven't filed this year in 4 years.
Okay.
And my husband acts like it's no big deal because we don't owe anything. Well, but I'm self-employed. So I'm like, in some years I don't make a whole lot. And then there was one past year that I made about $17,000. And I'm like, I think you're wrong. But, you know, I just...
All it is is lazy.
It's lazy. It's all a book.
Oh, yeah. But, yeah, being lazy can get you in a lot of trouble. Even if you haven't made a profit, I would still want to get those in. And let's say you were even due a refund. I think beyond 3 years back, you've toasted that. That's not coming to you. But if there is money owed, they're going to want it. And there's going to be a day that something gets their attention and the letters are going to start coming to you. And if you made $17,000, was that a Schedule C, you're self-employed?
Right.
Yeah, then that's probably, there might, you know, that's a pretty good Social Security bill on that because you're paying both sides. And there could all of a sudden show up. So I wouldn't just assume we're good. I would look at catching all of that up because there's going to be a day that you're going to need that tax document. Maybe it is to buy a house or buy the next one or something you're wanting to do. And that kind of ties in with the subject of the show today. So I'm going to let Jude step in because no matter what my thoughts are, he's the one that fixes these things. So what do you think, Jude?
Yeah, I agree with everything, Donna, that Gregory said. I will tell you that, you know, and we get this, you know, opposites attract in a relationship. It's making you nervous. Your husband's not as worried about it. We have our system set up where we just work in our portal. And so, you know, you living in Abita is nothing. You drive in to meet us if you like. Some of the younger folks, they don't even want to meet us. They just want to work in our space. And so we don't, you know, we don't mind working with the spouse that wants to file. And a lot of times the spouse that doesn't want to file or just they're busy or they don't have the time, if it's just produced and something that they can look at on the kitchen table, now everybody's got a relief. Like Gregory said, you might have lost 1 year of refund if you had a refund on the table because those dues expire after 3 years. And so really good idea. What I usually tell folks is, you know, get caught up, stay current, stay caught up. Everybody's sleeping better. One of the subject matters that we were going to talk about today is I'm very concerned just watching the direction that the IRS is going, that they're now starting to hire. They've got three or four private debt collection firms that they're bringing on board. Those folks are going to act with the full authority of the IRS, and we don't know yet whether they're going to go after non-filers. And those are private enterprises that are for profit. And so we've known for some years now that that you know, Congress hasn't always funded IRS everything they wanted for enforcement. Well, now we've got a private enterprise, a few private enterprises out there that could make life difficult for taxpayers that aren't current and caught up. And so I think the time is now. I think the window is now. Get caught up, stay current, pay your taxes currently, and breathe a little easier.
Right.
Let me throw a couple thoughts in there. You've got another question, Donna? Go ahead.
Well, I was just wondering, would I be better just filing on my own?
That was one thing I was going to suggest. Do you have the ability to pull all the records for both of you together?
Yeah.
Okay, and that's one thing I would do because I'd want to see what's the damage. Now, whether or not you file, that's another thing. And if you're using Jude, that's a discussion for you and him. Kind of say, do we open this can of worms this way? If you're owing money, it's going to be open. And here's where we're going. And Jude is right on regarding these private firms going after it. But one thing about your husband is he is an employee. There's W-2s. There's information going to the IRS about his earnings and taxes and so on.
Right.
And the other part of that is they are going to get to the point with technology that they see the disconnect, that he's got W-2s and they're getting notices of all that, and they're going to connect that up with no filing of a return. And then they'll do a more extensive search. Computers is where all this is going. Instead of somebody flipping through files, these computers are going to be alerting them, and they're going to turn this over to one of those private firms, and they're getting a piece of it, so they're going to work to get the money and cause you a problem. You know, what you don't want one day is letters to start coming, and then you ignore them because fear is causing you to do so, even though you're losing sleep. And next thing you know, you get
a seizure
that's just lock down your bank account, whatever they think, and put a lien against your house if you own a home, all those kind of problems. And then if he doesn't want to comply, your husband, you have full right and authority to file your taxes and sign off on your side of that.
Okay.
And that would be worst case scenario, because it might not be too bad to catch up. That's what we would think, and maybe he's right. We don't know a lot. Well, then you darn sure should be filing. Usually it's the problem is, I didn't set enough money aside, and you keep putting it off, and it just gets worse and worse and worse.
Well, he says, we always get a refund. They don't even care if we ever send it in. And I'm like, I don't think that's right.
I would want my money back.
I know. You would think. It's
yeah, it'd be like sending your credit card an extra $1,000 a year. And, don't bother refunding it to me. Would you do that?
Not me.
No. I'd want those refunds. If we're getting them, you deserve them back, or push them forward to take care of future year's taxes. So
and now, when I tell them we've already lost one, maybe that'll get them moving.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks.
All right, that's going to about do it for the show, but we have the next Gregory Ricks live event coming up October 3rd. That's not this coming Tuesday, but next Tuesday. If you're thinking about coming on board, this is the time to do it. Reserve your seat, GregoryRicks.com. Download the Gregory Ricks and Associates app or call the office, 504-832-9200. I'm James Parker. This has been Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks on iHeartRadio.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks is copyrighted by Gregory Ricks for the private use of our audience. Any unauthorized use of this broadcast without express consent by Gregory Ricks is prohibited.